We're joined by Danny West of HogSports.com. Danny, thanks so much. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Doing good.
Good.
It's been a rough week, now, I guess, on the hill, hasn't it?
Danny, are you? What's your costume today? Are you dressed up, another coach maybe or something?
Yeah, I'm pretending to be a sports writer today, a knowledgeable writer.
I like it. And we saw your email, Danny. I did want to ask you about Jake Hall. You said that he had committed. Wanted to know, is there any worries of a decommitment in the future? And who did he choose Arkansas over what other schools?
Yeah, Jake Hall, I forgot to mention this Monday when I came on, and I wanted to apologize to Jake. We were right in the middle of that Jermaine Illuminor saga. But Jake did commit Sunday evening. He picked up his offer last Wednesday from Brett Bielema, who saw him play, I guess, a few weeks ago now, Bentonville. Jake's a 6'5", 238-pound defensive end right here at Harbor. He picked Arkansas over Cincinnati and Louisiana Monroe. Kind of a surprise offer for a lot of people out there, but then again, a lot of people haven't seen Jake in person. He had a really good showing at our camp down in Dallas this summer, and then went to Arkansas's camp, had another solid performance there. And like I said, Bielema saw him in person a few weeks ago, and he was on board with the offer. So he's number 18 for Arkansas's 2014 class. It takes care of one of your defensive end needs, so I think it's a pretty solid addition.
But, Danny, a lot of people are going to say, okay, Arkansas beat out Cincinnati and Louisiana Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to get better if those are the teams we're beating out?
Yeah, I understand a lot of that. A lot of people look at offers like that, and I do too, to an extent. But I think it's also important to go out and see these kids in person and make your own opinions of them. And like I said, after seeing Jake Hall a few times now, this is a guy, he weighed about 255 pounds a year ago. He kind of had some bad weight on him, but he's always had a very good frame. So he went to work this summer. He joined CrossFit. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but mm-hmm. worked out, several times a day, and went to work on his body, trimmed down to about 238, and looks really good right now. So until you go out and see the kids in person and kind of form your own evaluation of them, I think that's the most important part, instead of, just looking at rankings and offers and stuff like this. And that's exactly the way Brett Bielema approached it, and apparently he liked what he saw, so he jumped on board with Jake.
Danny, obviously we had you on Monday talking about the Jermaine Illuminor and everything that went in with that. What's been the talk when you've been able to talk to other recruits about the fact that he flipped and decommitted from Arkansas and is now committed to Texas A&M?
Yeah, I think they were disappointed. I think the most disappointed guy was probably Rafe Peavy, the quarterback commitment. Obviously, he wants a guy like Illuminor blocking for him at Arkansas, and I totally understand that. But Rafe told me Monday afternoon, he said, hey, you're either with us or against us, so get on board or get out of the way. So he wants to move forward and recruit the next guy. You've got guys like Brian Wallace, Frank Ragnow, who have now become his top targets. I think he'll probably end up getting at least one of those guys. So Arkansas hasn't just sat around on their thumbs over the last few months since Jermaine committed. They had some backup options, some guys they really wanted. So now you start moving down that list. You go to see these guys in person, start making phone calls, and try to get them on campus. For instance, Frank Ragnow just this weekend will be here for an official visit. Big-time offensive tackle from up in Minnesota. He's got offers from all over the country, Florida State, Ohio State, Minnesota. And the thing I think he likes about Arkansas right now is what he's seen under Brett Bielema and Sam Pittman, being able to put them into the next level, the NFL. So I think you've got a good shot with some big-time offensive linemen out there, and it's obviously very important to keep that ball rolling even after Jermaine decommitted.
And kind of switching a little bit to basketball, what do they have tomorrow night, Trey? You said
tomorrow night's exhibition.
It's an exhibition. And, Danny, are you going to be able to check that out? And if you are, what are you going to be looking for?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be at the game, but what I would be looking for against a team like that is just go out there and dominate them. You know, don't let it be close. End it in the first half, and I think Arkansas should be able to do that. Again, going back to what I said either earlier this week or last week on this segment, Mike Anderson feels like he's got a lot of his guys in place now, so we'll see how he does with that. I think he kind of put the pressure on himself a little bit when he made those comments about, you know, I've got some of the pieces I need now. So he kind of brought it on himself. So I think you need to go out and dominate a team like Missouri State or Missouri Southern, whoever they're playing Friday night.
Question real quick, and then we'll go to Corndog. This from Will and Conway on our Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback. What's going on with basketball recruiting these days? Speaking of basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. They've got pretty much a full class at this point for 2014. You've got three commitments. Nick Babb from Arlington, Texas, is a shooting guard. You've got Anton Beard right there at North Little Rock, and then Trey Thompson over at Forest City. They tried to get a couple of guys here and there to join this class, but right now I would say it's probably safe to say they're probably going to keep that scholarship open and roll it over to 2015. You don't have any commitments in that class yet, but a lot of big-time targets looking at you for next year's class. And I don't expect Arkansas to sign more than three in this year's class.
Let's add to Corndog. Corndog, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, thanks, Trey.
Oh, and I just lost Danny. Joe, can you dial Danny back up?
This is Trey's first time working.
Well, now we just lost Corndog.
Oh, hey.
Because, Corndog, please call back.
We'll try this again here in a second. And Joe, I guess Joe's on the phone.
Joe's going to have to get them on. But I will say that Missouri Southern, Arkansas plays Missouri Southern in exhibition play tomorrow night. That game will start at 7 o'clock. And then they play Northeastern State in another exhibition game on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And then their first real game is SIU Edwardsville, and that game will tip at 7 o'clock on Friday, November the 8th. So a week from this Friday is their first official game, and we have Corndog back with us. Corndog, thanks.
All right, thanks, guys.
Sorry about that.
And I don't know if Danny's back yet or not, but, I, you know, just on the basketball front, I mean, I know that we've all been excited about bringing – Mike Anderson back, and my question really with on the basketball front is, and I know Mike's style is similar to Nolan's, but it's still different. He's got his own style, and how well does that work?
Go ahead, Corndog.
I'm sorry, there was a little bit of feedback there.
Yeah, that was we're trying to get Danny on.
I got you, bro. Anyway, I was just curious about how well that worked in today's basketball, where Nolan had players that he was able to hang on to for a lot longer, and it seems like now you're recruiting guys. If you're going to recruit the good ones, you're only going to have them for a year or two, and they may not be wanting to buy into that, you know, pressing type of style. And
sure.
So that was my basketball question. And then and as far as something I've been thinking about as far as, you know, our quarterback situation, Matt, do you feel like quarterback is probably the one position that you don't just go to your young guy and say, let's build for the future? I mean, it seems like to me there's more of a commitment to that position. You don't take a quarterback out. If that was your guy, and unless he's doing something just way wrong from what you've coached him to do, and he's making some really terrible decisions, just because he's not winning and he's got a bad team as, you know, as a whole around him, you don't just pull that guy and say, okay, well, we're gonna build for the future.
And that's a good
thanks,
point.
Thanks, Corndog.
All right, thanks.
As far as the quarterback, 100%, if this is the guy that you think in your mind is going to be the quarterback the next couple of years, then yeah, you don't pull him. You let him grow. And I think of a guy at Notre Dame like Jimmy Clausen. And I was never high on Jimmy Clausen that he was going to be a good quarterback. But his first year there was really ugly. But they knew that, hey, this is our guy for the future. Let's let him learn. He's going to learn with us together, chemistry, all that. and he had success his last couple of years there. Now, if you see that Brandon Allen is not doing the proper things as far as you're losing confidence in him, you're like, uh-oh, he's not going to get any better next year and the next year. Then, yeah, maybe you do change and go a different route. But I think, the quarterback job is they're really building for the future.
Danny, obviously basketball season right
Corn
around.
Dog asked Corn Danny Dog. About the recruiting now, and I think it does hurt our style of offense as far as Nolan's style, you know, getting the recruits in, and mm-hmm. then also the one-and-dones. Is just it really brings down the level of competition.
Yeah,
how does that really affect recruiting, Danny? When you've got a guy like Mike Anderson and the style that he wants to run and trying to go out there and now that there are so many one and dones. I mean, is this something to where I don't know if the NBA is gonna I don't think is ever gonna do anything because they're in charge of their product and not the NCAA.
Think of the one and dones, Trey, with Kentucky getting, what, six All-Americans?
They have seven McDonald's All-Americans on their team.
So if the last two or three years they wouldn't be having this rotation of one-and-dones, they wouldn't have got those players. You know, they get one of those or two of those, so those guys would have went somewhere else.
Yeah, I think it's important to try to get as many one-and-dones as you can. I remember a couple years ago thinking back to what Nolan said. He said, Mike's got to go get some one-and-done type guys. Yeah, you need some 3-4 year guys to build around, but it's also we see it every year. Louisville had some last year. Kansas has some. You know, it seems like every year.
Then McLemore, and then Andrew Wiggins this year.
Right. I think it's important to get that type of guy, but your core, the guys that you're going to have sticking around for 3, 4, 5 years, that needs to be guys that really buy into your system. So I understand what Corn Dog's getting at, and I think Arkansas's got some of those guys now. You know, Mardrakus Wade, Alandis Harris, who transferred in, Cody Clark, a junior college guy who came in last year. A lot of these guys, they were 100% on board with that style of play. Maybe not NBA-type futures for these guys, but I think you'll see Arkansas benefit from some of those veteran guys who have been around for a few years now and have played under that system.
Danny, do you think Bobby Portis is a one-and-done or two-and-done type of guy, or do you see him being there? Because he was highly recruited. He was our best recruit we got, right?
Yeah, he was absolutely your top guy. It's hard to say on Portis. You know, Portis is a guy that, I think Arkansas fans appreciate this. He loves Arkansas. He loves the University of Arkansas. I think he enjoys the college life, you know, just based on what we've seen and heard over his first 6 months on campus. Wouldn't surprise me if he stuck around a little bit. Of course, it all comes down to what he does on the court this season. If he goes out there and just blows it up, then, yeah, he's probably going to have an opportunity to jump and go to the next level. But it wouldn't surprise me if Portis sticks around for a couple of years.
Danny, we have this question for you. And I might have asked you this last Friday, but apparently David in Camden was not able to hear. He wants to know about Deion Holloman of Camden Fairview. You know he was part of the group that attended the A&M game. Is he seriously being recruited by the Razorbacks, or is he just too small?
Yeah, like I said the other day, Deion, he's my guy. I really like Deion Holloman, very explosive player. He's got offers from Monroe, and I want to say South Florida has offered. But he's about 5'8", 175. He's a 4'4", 3 guy. Like I said, a very explosive player. If it were up to me, I would probably take a strong look at offering Deion. He's just a little bit shorter than what you would hope for, but he's going to have some options. You know, with Monroe and South Florida already on board, I would expect, he's having a big year. He'll probably pull in a few more options to choose from. But I don't think, to answer the question, I don't think you're going to see Arkansas offer Deion.
And that's, you know, if it's a legit, if he's a legit 4-4-3 and you're saying he's a D-back?
He's a wide receiver.
Wide receiver,
a bit of a
okay.
Utility guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, Danny. The way I like the bigger athlete, but also we need some speed. I mean, we do. And if you have ball skills and you're a little bit explosive and you can make things happen, you're a football player. And you're running a legit 4-4-3, we got to take some chances on some players like that because of their speed.
I tend to agree with you, Matt. I think so often we get so wrapped up in, well, he's got to be 6 foot. But, well, you know, a football player is a football player, in my opinion. I don't care if he's 5'7 or 6'2. If you can run, you can run. You can't coach that. And right now, Arkansas has some guys that just, you know, cannot be the game changer out on the edge that you need. Like I said the other day, you know, you don't have that Jarius Wright, Joe Adams type. And those weren't big guys now. You know, you can list them at 5'11 all you want. Jarius was about 5'9. Joe was about 5'10. Not huge guys, but once you put the ball in their hands, they could score from anywhere on the field.
Exactly.
And I think Deion is a lot like that, and Arkansas misses some of that right now.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Let's go to Darren in Mayflower. Darren, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Hey,
yes, sir.
Discuss a second, a little about Title IX. And can you guys tell me, do you think, I got some other questions about it, but can you tell me, do you think that because of it, more females have been able to go to college?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, my other question is, I think I heard you say that Pat Summitt, she graduated like 100% of her players. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then would you not say that with all the bad press that Title IX gets, that it is a success?
Title IX is a success.
I agree with you. And I was one of those that was against it. When we lost the men's swimming team and different things like that. But when I heard you say that about Pat Summitt the other day, it kind of opened me up to my thinking. And I wish a lot of other people would think about that too, because it seems like when people talk about it, even today when Wally was talking about, you know, paying players, they won't be able to do it because of Title IX. And that kind of like gives Title IX a bad rep. And I'm the father of a little boy and a little girl. And to be honest with you, I'm glad it's out there and I'm glad it's happening. And I'd like for y'all's opinion on that, on, you know, whether you agree with it or disagree with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Darren. Appreciate the call. Danny, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll jump in. I think the biggest thing for me when it comes down to paying players, here's what I don't like. I don't like seeing tweets in late December from a kid who's on campus and can't afford to get home. That irritates me. I've seen a lot of junior college players, and I'm not sure how paying players would relate to junior college and how all of that works. But I see junior college players, talk to them all the time, and they're just flat broke. I think back a couple of years ago, this kid, he tweeted he hasn't eaten in 2 days, and it was Christmas evening, and I remember just feeling so sad for this kid that he couldn't afford to eat on Christmas Day. That kind of stuff, I've got a real problem with that, and I don't know what the solution is. I don't know how much money you need to give them, how much money they're worth, so to speak, but I think they deserve to be able to eat or to go home on Christmas Day. I've always felt very strongly about that.
Well, what they need is training wheels. They need somebody with them to help them not spend that Pell Grant money, to help them not use the money in improper ways, because, you know, to tweet that out, and I get you, because I would feel bad for them too if, honestly, they've made the right decisions and they don't have a way to eat. But let's go back and look at your last 2 months. Where did you spend your money? Because you did get money. And so you're not doing the right thing with it if you're blowing it, or you're going and buying clothes and doing this and doing that, because there's no reason the amount of per diem, all the type of money you get, that you shouldn't have money. They need a better they need more discipline, and they need somebody in that office to
– maybe control the money.
Yes, yeah. To be with them, because – and I get it. I would feel bad for them too. But let's look at their decisions they made the last 2 months with the money that they did get.
Yeah, did they go watch too many movies?
What did they do with it? Because they had it,
right?
It's, yeah.
And I understand wanting to do stuff.
That.
Yeah, and I understand Danny wanting to do stuff with friends and everything on the team and stuff like that. And when you want to go out, you want to be able to go out and get a cheeseburger or something. And sometimes you can't. Some Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback real quick. Danny, Mike, and Little Rock, any news if Arkansas is going to offer Gerard Chandler out of Barton?
I love Gerard Chandler. Saw him at camp up here this summer. I don't think he's going to get an Arkansas offer, but this is a kid. I know he plays a little 3A, 2A school, whatever they're in now, but that's a football player there. Somebody needs to jump on board and offer him. He's a good football player.
Barton Bears, 3A classification, I believe. Danny, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.